Good morning, sir. And what is your name, sir?
Petrie.
Okay, who are you, Mr. Petrie? Honorable Mr. Johnson, the survey's your lead, sir, so let's hold on to the phone.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Sean Michael Petrie, 104092.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemson. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line to the right is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle is you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. To my immediate left, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Westby. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel lead today.
Okay.
Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do so affirm.
I do.
Sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms, conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And phase two, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, Mr. Petrie. Mr. Petrie, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Okay.
The allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 560 Campbell Street, Prescott, Arizona, on or about May 31st, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Petrie, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, but he may have was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agree.
Motion by myself. Second by Mr. Neal.
Who's actually Mr.
Neal? Okay, second by Mr. Quinones. Agree, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Dr. Wright. And agree, Mr. Neal. So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We'll get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to go with some information with you, sir, and we'll get any additional information that you would like to present to the board at that time, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
July 4th, 2017, Mr. Petrie was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 13th, 2018 by Prescott PD, pending charges. He was back in DOC custody on June 13th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of August 17th, 2018, 13 abscond days. Current conviction, 2010, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. 2010, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2010, dangerous drug violation, second count, 5 years. 2010, tampering with physical evidence, 1 year. Prior convictions, 1994, burglary, second degree, 4 counts. Counts 1 through 3, 5 years. Count 4, 2.5 years. 2005, theft of means of transportation, 2 years. 2005, trafficking in stolen property, 2 years. 2010, theft, 3 years. This is his fourth term in DOC. CUIR score, 4-4. Mental health score, 3. Substance abuse score, 2. STG gang information notes, he's an Aryan Brotherhood STG suspect. Prior terms of supervision, 1998, TIS release completion, 8 months. 2006, TIS release completion, 6 months. is disciplinary violations are moderate, drugs, alcohol, sex acts, rioting, and arson noted. Other arrest, 1992. It appears that all arrests he has on record were not processed or dismissed. His community risk score is a G7V8.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Russell. So, Mr. Petrie, I see when you were released, to reside at the Triple Plus Halfway House in Prescott. And then it looks like on May 16th, you didn't request, nor were you granted permission to change your residence, but you left, looks like, on that period of time. Were you working during that period of time, sir?
No, sir. I went out on a job search, and that's when I just left. If I may say so, it's every crime that they mentioned right there, they're all drug related. Even the crimes that are theft or burglary or whatever is all drug related. And they gave me a chance at the Maricopa Reentry Center, and my family and my parole officer even said I should have volunteered for more time there because I need more drug rehab. I have a problem, and for the first time in my life, I'm actually asking for help. That was always my big problem that my parole officer said, I never asked for help when I needed it. And they told me that if I relapsed, I could come back there. I have 32 days left until I'm off paper. And I can sit in this cell here, and then they're going to drop me off at a bus station in Phoenix with no money and no options. But if I go back to that drug rehab, I'll get the tools necessary for me to actually make a change in my life. And for the first time ever, I really want to. I just became a grandfather a couple months ago, and I want to be a grandfather. I don't want to be a drug addict ex-convict, and I need the tools necessary to do that. And I would love to go back to drug rehab so I can get the help that I need.
So, sir, why did you leave the facility? What happened?
When I was out looking for a job, one of my friends pulled up, and he had a bowl of drugs, and he said, hey, do you want to get high? And I did. I mean, I have no excuse. I chose to do it, and then I couldn't go back. I went back to the halfway house, and they said I can't be there if I'm high. So I just kept getting high until I got picked up by the police 6 days later or 7 days later or whatever. And I mean, there's no excuse. I know that I'm a bad drug addict, and I know that sitting in my cell here for the next 32 days is going to help me get the tools necessary to be successful. And I know that the whole point of the Maricopa Reentry Program is to help me with that. And they can not only help me with my drug problem, they can also help me find a halfway house in Phoenix and possibly a job. Because that's what the counselor spoke the last time I was there. I was only there for 14 days, and I probably should have volunteered for more time there.
Okay, so besides marijuana and meth, were you doing any other drugs, sir?
No. I have marijuana. I have a medical marijuana card.
Okay.
That's it. But meth is the only one I get. That's the drug that always that I choose to do, and it always train wrecks my whole life. And I'm done with all this prison stuff. No matter what happens at this parole board, I'm still done with all this prison stuff. I just want to be a grandfather now and be there for my grandson like I never was for my daughter. And I just need help. I don't have a drug problem.
So, sir, I know that you realize that you have a drug problem, and you had a PO that was working with you, Mr. Blevins.
Yes, he was. He's the best parole officer I've ever had.
And so you had just completed a program, it looks like, in a program, had completed a program before you left and went with your friend?
Yes, it was a 14-day program, and my counselors and my family and Bobby, Mr. Levitt, they all told me that I should have stayed longer, because you could volunteer to stay to a 30-day program or a 90-day program, and I should have. I mean, with hindsight, I know that I should have. I needed more help. I thought the 14-day program would be enough, but it wasn't. I need more structure and more tools to be able to do this. I just don't want to be like this anymore.
Okay, so let me see if the board has any additional questions. Mr. Canales.
Well, I'll keep it quick, Mr. Johnson. Thank you. Mr. Petrie?
Yes.
What's your family situation like outside of prison?
I have a really supportive mother, stepfather, and brother. They live up in Prescott.
The reason why I asked is, early in our discussion, you gave the interview that the bus would just drop you off nowhere, like you'd be on your own.
Well, yeah, I will be this time. I burned all those bridges because of my choices. They're supportive, but they want me to get the drug rehab that I need. And they don't want me to be around until I'm sober and get that drug rehab.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Petrie.
One more question. Okay, Mr. Petrie, the board's coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, so is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself, sir?
No, I appreciate your time. Thank you for listening.
All right, thank you, Mr. Petrie. The board's going to go into discussion, so while we end discussion, so I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone, however, remain silent while the board's in discussion. We will make a determination during this period of time whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision, okay?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Mr. Petrie was in a program. He was doing good. He said that he did complete a 30-day program, perhaps it'll last him one time. But he left the program and ran into a friend of his who had some drugs, and he just started to use drugs and continued to use drugs until he was approached by Prescott PD and arrested. He was absconded for 13 days. Mr. Petrie says he does need to be in a program, a longer program than the 30-day program that he was actually in at the time when he was released. However, he will be released on August 17th of 2018. That's a little, almost just a month away from today. So I think that if he would just work with his CO3 while he's there for this month that he has left, look at trying to find a program that when he's released on the 18th, 17th of August that he will be able to get into and hopefully get himself together. If he's really sincere about getting off of drugs and staying into a long-term program, there's several programs that he could work with a CO3 that when he's released, he can go and participate in those programs. And when he's released, he won't be on any parole or on any community supervision. So it would be up to him to get in these programs, stay straight, and hopefully not be on drugs again and not have to come back before this board again. That is my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Hearing no comments coming from my colleagues, then I am going to make the motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Petrie, finding he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapses about to lapse into criminal way of company, as he did abscond for 13 days, and he had relapsed and started back to using drugs. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Mill, and Dr. Wright. Mr. Petrie?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released in just about a month on August 17th of 2018. Sir, while you're incarcerated, take this time, work with your CO3, sir. Find some programs so that when you are released, that you'll be able to get into that program and participate in drugs and hopefully get off the drugs or not have any negative contacts or influences with law enforcement again, sir. I want to thank you, Mr. Petrie, for participating in your hearing today. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.